This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, shall we? Well, first of all, coming to you from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Shall we look at the Cobb salad of crap that we're hearing about right now, all the talking points regarding guns and this shooting? That it seems like they get better at this every time. Turns out we've had 18 school shootings this year, which I've already talked about. We should ban semi-automatics, which we've already tried that once and it was unconstitutional then. Apparently you can conceal carry a rifle. And Trump has made it easier for the mentally ill to buy firearms. And all of this is either flat out wrong or grossly inaccurate. Every time one of these things happens, instead of us sitting back and respecting the dead, which should be our primary thing that we're going to do, we have to restack the sandbags, and we always do after these tragic events, but we always win these arguments. Leftist anti-gun positions don't get better with time. It's not like aging a fine wine. It's still the same putrid red progressive meat that nobody else is going to digest. So let's go through some of the motions. And let's go with the leftist favorite, that Trump rescinded an Obama-era mental health regulation on firearms. This has been brought up before. what Obama did, Obama put in place, he started with the veterans and then he went to Social Security. And if you were getting if you could not handle your benefit, i.e. your government check, which you earned, and when they told you, well, if you'll come and do this and earn this, they never told you. And by the way, we want to tell you how to spend it. They didn't tell you that part. But if you earn this and then you go out and you take the check and you head to the nearest lotto ticket place and buy a bunch of Slim Jims and everything else, well, you apparently are mentally ill. And they will appoint a fiduciary for you to handle your finances. And then at that point, you go on the NICS as you can't buy a gun. You're a prohibited person. You have that disability then. That's what was rescinded. Not anything to do with mental health. Mental health hasn't been addressed yet. How do you address mental health? How do you address that? When in the same breath, we're out here and we don't have mental health hospitals anymore. We don't have those anymore. At all. So that's the first thing. That's the first thing. it was stigmatizing. It was unfair. Typically, to get out there and mental issues are not getting older. Okay. But then we get this from CNN. In Florida, you don't need a permit to conceal carry a rifle or a shotgun, although you do need it to conceal carry a handgun. And you can buy as many guns as you want at one time because Florida doesn't regulate that either. I know exactly where you come from, whoever wrote that at CNN. How are things in New York City? Now, I have tried. I have untreated scoliosis, so I have like a sway on my back that is not to be believed. And I cannot conceal a weapon back there, even though I have this built-in recess back there in my back. And it's not a regional thing either. In Florida, for some reason, It isn't set up in Florida where people can put a rifle in their pocket. It just isn't. Well, it hasn't been so far. Anyway. Messing with computers again. And all things being equal, I just found that, you know, to the CNN intern who wrote that tweet, go out and purchase a rifle and then attempt to conceal it on your person. And then tell me why that tweet that you wrote was stupid. That was the second round of stupid. The last narrative that's being peddled is that we've had 18 school shootings so far this year. And that's trash. It's even the Washington Post said this statistic is flat out wrong. And let's see. That number originated with Everytown for Gun Safety. Here locally, they were quoting this as if this were gospel. In my locale. So, it is a horrifying statistic if it were true. And it's wrong. Every town inflates their totals by including incidents of gunfire that are not really school shootings. Like what they count as the first school shooting on the afternoon of January the 3rd, a 31-year-old man who parked outside a Michigan elementary school called police to say he was armed and suicidal, and several hours later he killed himself. The school had been closed for 7 months. There were no teachers, there were no students. Also listed on their site is an incident from January 20th, where at 1 a.m. a man was shot at a sorority event at the campus of Wake Forest University. A week later, as a basketball game was being played at Michigan High School, someone fired several rounds from a gun in the parking lot. No one was injured, and it was past 8 p.m. again, after class. But every town still labeled it as a school shooting. Only 5 of their 18 school shootings listed for 2018 happened during school hours and resulted in any physical injury at all. Another 3 appeared to be intentional shootings but didn't hurt anyone. 2 more involved guns, one carried by a school police officer and the other by a licensed peace officer who ran a college club, that were unintentionally fired and again led to no injuries. At least 7 of every town's 18 shootings took place outside normal school hours. Since every town began their tracking, they have always included these dubious examples. In August 2013, a man shot on a Tennessee high school property at 2 a.m. In December 2014, a man shot in his car late one night and discovered the next day in a Pennsylvania elementary school parking lot. In August 2015, a man who climbed atop the roof of an empty Texas school on a Sunday morning and fired sporadically. In January 2016, a man in an Indiana high school parking lot whose gun accidentally went off in his glove box before any students had arrived on campus. December 2017, 2 teens in Washington State who shot up a high school just before midnight on New Year's Eve when the building was otherwise empty. In 2015, the Post's fact checkers awarded the group's figures, invoked by Chris Murphy, who invoked them yet again for Pinocchio's for misleading methodology. And then there was the incident this year with the broken bus window, which was caused by a BB gun. There's always going to be a knee-jerk reaction to these things. Always. And policymaking is a cold business. That's all facts and numbers and statistics. And personal stories help sell certain initiatives, but it doesn't negate the fact that most Democratic gun control policies won't stop future mass shootings, won't curb gun violence, and only infringe on the civil liberties of the law-abiding. In a way, we are at a point where the only thing that we can do is get set to defend against. There's nothing we can do to prevent things at this moment. None of the recent mass shootings would have been stopped by more gun laws. And even the Post gave that claim a Geppetto mark. Banning those on terror or no-fly lists, which are secret government lists that don't have any due process, that won't stop mass shootings. Most of the people on those lists are not American, so they can't buy guns here anyway. Expanding background checks won't stop mass shootings. Nothing is going to stop them until there's, you know, we're years away from doing that. All we can do is get ready for them and try to repel them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, I am a small government kind of guy. There's nothing I like about government. Whenever the government gets involved in something, that means you're going to mess something up. Give them a chance. Ask them about the post office. But right now, we seem to lack, especially in Congress, we seem to lack the political will to do anything about what's happening in these schools, these shootings that happen in these schools. And I say to you, enough. Now, I'm not about to flip on you and say, this is the time for gun bans, because that is not what I'm thinking. We got to get past the political indecision. And we've got to go with something that the state of Israel figured out 40 years ago. All schools should have mandated safety features and active shooter protocols in place today. This scene out of Parkland and the upsetting videos broadcast from the school during the shooting, that should be the final straw. The kids should not have been hiding and screaming. They have, should have been in the mindset or in the midst of a predetermined security protocol. Now, if the Department of Education can force us to deal with the disaster of Common Core, Mr. President, it can certainly issue a federal mandate regarding school security. And that time is today, right now, this minute. Now, personally, I do not think that the government should ever get involved in an issue unless it's an ongoing, clear, and present danger. Okay? And that any regulation or legislation has a sunset provision. And here we are. In 1974, Israel endured the Ma'alat massacre, in which Palestinian terrorists took 115 people hostage at Netiv Meir Elementary School. 22 children and 3 others were killed and 68 injured. Israel now requires schools with 100 or more students to have a guard posted. The civilian police force handles the entire security system of all schools from kindergarten through college. The Ministry of Education funds shelters and fences, reinforces school buses, and hires and trains guards. And guards don't just stand around. They check everyone entering, and they engage threats. And by the way, yeah, they got guns. The lawful purposes for carrying guns are very clear. Protect school personnel and students, create a sense of security, deter the ill intention, and provide self-defense. That's all true common sense. Except to the illogical dullards who claim that adding guns to schools won't fix anything. And they're fixated on the NRA and the ridiculous notion that gun laws magically stop criminals and crazy people from obtaining one of the 660 million guns in our country. More to the point, Israel's police community and civil guard department have a preventative care program that encourages safe behavior and offers violence protection strategies in normal situations, like, say, a school. Yet students are also trained in how to respond to an active shooter situation. Ben Goldstein, an American who made Aliyah to Israel and now serves as a volunteer security and supporter of IDF soldiers, says America is behind the curve. But he says it doesn't take much for students and teachers to protect themselves. Barricade. Are desks movable? Is a teacher's desk movable? Can they barricade inside of 20 seconds? If a shooter gets in, the kids should take whatever they got and attack. They can't just sit there frozen or they will die. America does earthquake drills. Why not active shooter drills? More kids have been killed by shooters than earthquakes, is according to Mr. Goldstein. And barricading works, according to him. In an active shooter situation where a gunman is roaming a campus, 5 minutes is a lifetime. That's enough time for law enforcement to get to the scene. And in those 5 minutes, the shooter will have to move from class to class, reload, clear malfunctions, all that stuff takes time. During the gunfire lulls, kids must be taught to do something. You can't sit there and wait. You can't freeze. Moving once gets you out of that deer in a headlight space. Take command of the classroom. And there is no other way. Sometimes children must take matters into their own hands. If the school has no proper security, 2 guards in case one gets shot, and no active shooter protocol, and no doors to withstand an attack, then the child needs to run as fast as they can away from the shooter. Right now, today, in America, we are the deer in the headlights. The gun control debate is a big distraction and impractical, and the criminals are going to ignore the laws anyway. Crazy people are obviously not being dealt with properly. Students at Parkland School predicted this would happen. The only solution we have now is to toughen up. And we have a pugilist for a president, and that is long overdue. And now it is time for Trump to fight for our children by wielding government power in the proper manner to do something that any reasoned American would agree with. So we don't need to worry about participation trophies anymore. We need children that are going to be reactive. We need to train them to be reactive. They can do it. They can do it. This kind of conflict is a young person's game. They don't have joint issues. They're still flexible. They can still move. They have great lungs. You know, they're just sitting ready to go. They don't need a participation trophy. We can take our children and make them self-reliant. We can make them proactive defenders of themselves and others. If we only will give them the tools and back them up. And that time should be right about now. The Army teachers, we need to have both school resource officers and armed teachers on site. That would be a very effective setup. And we don't necessarily need to get out there and, there's a lot of things we don't need to do, but what we do need to do is understand a couple of things. Banning guns is not going to stop it. Adding to lists and no-fly lists is not going to stop it. We got to get away from that. We're going to have to look from the outside, from the inside the school out, and be looking out that way. And we're just going to have to go that route. And that's just all there is to it. But we're going to see. We are going to see. Now, one of the things I've been seeing come out of this is that now we're getting out there, and it's finally making its way around to where we're talking about the NRA. It's the NRA's fault. We're going to discuss that when we get back. I'm real tired of all this hatred and distraction that goes on when something like this happens, when we could actually do something to stop this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I meant to do, let's do something real quick. Let's talk about what's going on with me, because it is ongoing. You heard Rob make mention of it. Not really sure. I have something that was described to me as walking pneumonia. It keeps me from sleeping. That's where most of the problems come in. It keeps me from sleeping because I'll go to sleep and then it feels like I'm drowning. And then I wake up. So I don't sleep. Last night, I might have slept 45 minutes, and I'm on my second radio show today. I'm trying to stick with it. However, I have to draw the line on a few things. If I can't speak, well, then I've got an issue that has to be resolved. And I'm trying not to get that way. I'm trying to conserve what I can. But then we have something like what has happened here. And then, hey, I just got to go. You know, I just got to, I've got to get out there and I've got to react to it. And that's cool. That's what I do. But by the same token, the thing that bugs me the most is when the performance, or the lack of performance, is what bothers me. So right now, I'm losing my voice. And that's irritating. Because I did not. There's a few things that are contributing to this that I'm so well aware of. And I need to do something about it, except that will come later. So, I'm working to that end in the hope of resolving this. I will end up going back to the doctor. I don't want to go. I don't like going to doctors. Spend a lot of time with doctors. I don't want to go back to them. And this is all a result of my lifestyle that led to the heart attack and all this other stuff. This is all my fault, is what I'm basically telling you. But right now I'm having a So, I mean, when I launch into this stuff and when I take off, I just don't look back like I'm going to do right now. This horrible shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School occurred 20 minutes from the house of somebody I know. He's too old to have children now. They go to school. He's got kids, but he might have grandkids that went there. But this was a high school, so I thought about that initially. Predictably, social media haters of legal firearm ownership and the Second Amendment begin their pinata battering of the NRA like a four-year-old at a birthday party. And full disclosure, I am not a member of the NRA. I am not paid to defend the NRA. And I'll just leave it at that. But it is psychiatrically unnerving how many bogeymen the Democrats are after. From imaginary white supremacists in every home to skeptics of the faux climate change to a new old boogeyman, guns and gun owners. I take no solace in saying this, but I have predicted I predicted a guarantee that acts of violence perpetrated by youth barely old enough to legally drive would occur. I didn't know in what form the atrocities would occur, but I knew they would. And why? We can't outrun this tsunami of children that have been screwed up not by the NRA, but by the culture of Democrat social engineering lunacy that considers human life disposable. Now, the Democrats like to pretend that the NRA is the only organization that lobbies politicians, and candidate and party contributions in independent expenditures and lobbying, the NRA has spent $203 million since 1998, according to PolitiFact. Now, that's a lot of money to me and you. In the political view, that's peanuts. And that's a total spending for everything, elections at all levels of government, attempts to influence lawmakers and gun rights advocacy groups. Now, since 1998, they don't come close to sniffing the highest spending, crisp, Benjamin Franklin-controlling lobbyists. And note that the Podesta group, headed by John Podesta, is in the top 10. That $203 million is a pittance compared to what other organizations in unrelated industries spent in 2016 alone. But how about the top 10 individual Democrat donors in 2016 for federal races? They spent $317 million in 2016. And that figure isn't for all spending. That's just for candidates. So, as usual, they're employing one of two propaganda methods when it comes to the NRA, either by lying, by withholding the true breadth of influence the NRA has, and that's most likely the scenario here with the lying liar Democrat politicians, or they're carrying on happily in their fact-free world, where the unicorns roam the streets under cotton candy clouds and would-be criminals experience epiphanies of moral clarity and nonviolence after reviewing all state and federal gun laws. The NRA has this so controversial law and order philosophy that existing laws must be enforced more aggressively. Now, the NRA has supported measures to prevent guns from getting into the hands of those who shouldn't have them. Democrats' gun control is a lot like their wealth redistribution for belief. All for me, none for thee. If they want to enact gun control and wealth redistribution, I have an idea. They could fund for all of us 24/7 armed bodyguards, just like they have, state-of-the-art security systems, just like they have, and big, beautiful, tall walls to surround our homes, just like they have. And with perks like these, I could be convinced to, you know, maybe give up my guns. But I'm just kidding about that part. Now, 17 students are dead in Florida, and hundreds more are traumatized by everything they were forced to see. The Democrats have moved the goalposts on the definition of a mass shooting, and of course they perfected the art of being lying liars. Does the NRA have influence? Yeah, but in the grand scheme of things, the money spent by the organization isn't even a blip on the multi-gazillion dollar business of campaign finance. There's a lot of blame to go around as to why premeditated murder is more regularly being committed by young adults, and the NRA is low-hanging fruit for all the know-nothing, useful, idiot, dupe, dopes. And in all candor, I don't think the NRA does a very good job attacking the Democrats and the DMIC and spends more effort on defense than on offense. You want to talk about influence? My pick for most at fault is the terrifying and dangerous Democrat indoctrination of our youth, pervasive through virtually every industry in America, from media to technology to anti-Second Amendment groups, most notably Every Town for Gun Safety, led by Bloomberg, New York's former mayor. If the Democrats and the DMIC, who poison our children's minds and lie with impunity, don't keep you up at night, what will? I am live. What are you talking about? I am live. Let me reply to this person. I am currently live. Somebody in the chat room. Oh, yeah. It isn't. I haven't got my name up there. Let me fix that, too. There. There you go. Currently live. Click the button. Click the button! Yeah. The Democrats are just full of it, that's all. They're going to continue to be full of it as long as they think you're listening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dustin Knutson of Boyd's Gun Stocks, and we're going to talk a little bit about Boyd's Gun Stocks in the next hour. You know, it's been less than a year since the Bernie Sanders fan took a rifle and attempted to erase the congressional GOP for the crime of having a different political view that some cretin decided to send a Donald Trump Jr., a packet of mystery white powder, because Don Jr. is not a progressive, so don't he and his family deserve to be terrorized, if not murdered? Not total silence coming out of that one. The Twitter left sure had a ball with it, yucking it up, dousing someone in fake anthrax. Isn't that just funny? And totally justified in their minds because Don Jr. supports his father and is conservative, and that makes it okay. In fact, let's help by posting his home address. Serves him right. And his family, right? It's cool to make his wife rush to the hospital because her husband supports an opposing politician who is his dad and because he has different political ideas than leftists. And if the children get involved, so much the better. They'll teach him for having dissenting views. And that's where we are today in the country. That's where we are today. But, these people better think very carefully about where we might be tomorrow, because this madness has got to stop. And will this latest atrocity change anything? Threats, violence, targeting family members, these are all in play now. And where are the Democrats coming out and telling their psychotic followers to knock it off? That's a laugh because no one's done that. Isn't that ha-ha funny? The leaders on the left are entirely AWOL. And that's because even those whose shriveled, shrunken hearts still retain some tiny grain of decency and get that this is disgusting and barbaric can't risk saying it out loud. To stand up and say, hey, maybe we should not terrorize the families of our political opponents would only serve to normalize the opposition. And that, you and me are the opposition, by the way. And the Democrat leaders won't do that. None of them. None of them dares do that because their own voters will crucify them if they take a stand against progressive hate and terrorism against conservatives. Not even the ones who know it's wrong to send a family fake anthrax, and certainly not the many who secretly, or thanks to social media, and the remarkable ability to compel evil people to reveal themselves proudly as they approve because the victim is someone who supports Trump and his family deserve whatever. Trump and his family deserve whatever they get. I guess our progressive learns from their new besties in North Korea. They mutter about complicity, but it's always projection. They are complicit in this cruelty. They recognize no moral boundaries when it comes to retaking power from Trump and the normals who elected him. None. Anything goes for them because Trump is Hitler. Therefore, anyone who supports him has forfeited his rights, including the right not to be terrorized. The braying jackals of the left demand that no one normalize anyone affiliated with the guy who won the Electoral College, which is what picks our president whenever the Democrat wins and at no other time. But what they are really doing with their shameful silence is to dehumanize their opponent. And once again, that's me and you, and that's not just Don Jr. and his wonderful family. We don't toe the lefty line, and so we aren't human and should not be treated as such. The FBI can buy manufactured evidence to spy on us, and that's okay because we aren't human. The IRS can persecute us if we try to exercise our right to participate in the political process, and that's okay because we're human. We aren't human. I'm sorry. Getting that wrong. Some Sanders fan who no doubt had a coexist sticker on his minivan could shoot up a bunch of Republicans, and that's okay because we aren't human. Maybe his family getting sent some fake anthrax will teach Don Jr. that wonderful thing called obedience. Let us try to slide past this moral bankruptcy that masquerades as a way of thinking, and let's get to the practical problem of normalizing terrorism and dehumanizing opponents. This creates a whole new set of rules, and the complicit leftist elite better think really hard about whether they truly want those new rules in effect, because they've enacted new rules regarding vicious campaigning, and then Trump came and wiped out pantsuit using them. So do you leftists really want rules allowing violence and terrorism? Do you really want new rules allowing denormalizing your political opponent? Do you really want new rules allowing dehumanizing of your political opponent? You might think you do. But trust me, you have no idea what you're about to get into. There is a way out, a way that is obvious to anyone of good faith and common sense, and since it's always a leftist attacking the Republicans, the Democrat leadership needs to lead the way. And the way out is to join together with the president and the other conservatives and unequivocally reject violence and terror. Not obliquely, not with cliches, not with a smirk and a wink. Pelosi, Schumer, and all the other key leaders must stand on a stage beside Trump and Donald Jr. and say without qualification that this is unacceptable and wrong. Then they and their little minions in politics and in their pet press must stop with the nonstop psycho-fueling hate for their conservative opponents. Not the political disagreements, but the senseless, drooling venom that infects the MSNBCs and the Twitters and all the rest. But that's not going to happen. The sad fact is that a Democrat who showed that kind of character is finished in today's Democrat Party. Their career would be over. Hate is the new job qualification. The leftist base does not care if a few conservatives are frightened or hurt or even killed. They don't consider us human. Somebody will listen to this and think that I'm out here, denigrating a class of people. Plenty of them will. If some Democrat leader would stand up like I've suggested, I would be delighted to admit that I am wrong. I would love to admit that I'm wrong. Pleasantly, happily wrong. But it's not going to happen. It can't happen. It's not politically possible for a Democrat politician today to take a meaningful, serious stand in opposition to leftist terror aimed at conservatives, even assuming the politician isn't giggling off camera about Don Jr.'s family being frightened and believing it serves them right for daring to have different political views. But down the road is the problem. And you guys won't be laughing down the road. When you normalize hate, you end up with hate being normalized for everyone. And you don't want that. You really don't. You can stop the madness. Because you're going to learn to hate these new rules. Let me spell this out for you. We will take what you're doing and turn that back against you. The violence, we will turn that back against you. We will meet the violence with force. Don't want to. I regard you as an American. Misguided. Maybe a bit of a psychotic person, but an American nonetheless. I have no desire to hurt you. I have no desire to be, you know, at odds with you. So we don't agree on this. There's a lot of things we're not going to agree on. So, if we go the way you're going, you will lose. It will turn out so badly for you. I can't even begin to quantify it for you. Some of us have trained in force. Some of us liked it. Some of us are not the ones you want to get on the wrong side of. The ones of us that know what we're doing, we volunteered to learn how to do it, and you funded it. Thank you. And now you're going to force us to make a decision we don't want to make. And all these things that you're normalizing today, we will adapt to your rules, and then we will embrace them. And then what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I can tell you a few things you're not going to do. You're not going to win. For you guys, it's just, chomping at the bit and getting frothy. You've never been there before. We'll take you there, though. We definitely will take you there. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Dustin Knutson. He is the operations manager for Boyd's Gun Stocks. We're going to talk a little bit about that because they own that third out. It's their turn. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.